From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith. The Unbound Book Festival in Columbia runs from April 19th to the 21st and features several local authors. Yulia Shakiz is a local creative nonfiction author. We talked about her book, Siberian Exile, Blood, War, and a Granddaughter's Reckoning. Where did you get the inspiration to write about the topics that you write about?
I've written three books. So Siberian Exile was my most recent book, and it was published in 2017. It was published last fall. And that book tells the story of my paternal grandparents. So my grandmother was deported to Siberia in 1941 for 17 years from Lithuania, where my family's from. In general, I'm interested in writing small, singular, marginal lives. So I like to write, I'm interested in telling stories that have never been told before. I'm interested in telling the stories of people whose lives are vulnerable to oblivion, so lives that might be forgotten or ignored or overlooked. If I don't do the work, I write women's lives, I write lives based on archival materials. So I'm very interested in the kinds of traces that people leave behind after they die.
What is your method of research when you're writing books like this?
So it depends on what I'm working on, but in all three cases of my books, my first book was about an Algerian author who was murdered in 1993, and that book is called Silence is Death. My second book was about a Lithuanian librarian who was a Holocaust rescuer, and that book was called Epistolophilia, and the word means a love of letter writing. And the third book is Siberian Exile, and is about two people, is about both my paternal grandparents, Ona and Anthony, as I call them in the book. So I start with the life. I start with this person and figure who is sort of mysterious and intriguing to me. And then I start to gather materials about that person. I traveled to Siberia with my cousin. We took a train across Russia to get a sense of the land that she crossed and the distances that she traveled. I talked to people in the village where she had lived, and people remembered her. We found photographs of her in Siberia. We visited the place where she had lived with her sister, who had also been deported to Siberia later than her. They had lived in a log cabin. And so the log cabin is no longer there, but my cousin and I went to see the place where the log cabin had stood and where my grandmother had grown vegetables and had kept pigs and cows and chickens and had survived for 17 years.
Were you able to find more of your identity through this?
I would say it really, in certain ways, it really changed my relationship to the past. I certainly came to understand my grandparents very differently. I think It helped me understand in a much more like non-mythical way this experience of deportation that my grandmother had undergone. I write in the book that Siberia, for me growing up as a child, it didn't seem like a real place, right? It was this place that signified the great trauma of our family. So yeah, I think I understood her better. I also changed my relationship to the past in the course of writing the book. Of course, I uncovered some very dark aspects of my family's history. After my grandmother's deportation, my grandfather was police chief under the Nazi regime in a Lithuanian border town, and it turns out was in charge when there was a massacre in a border town in Lithuania. So that was a whole other kind of, there's light in the book. And I always say that the darkness is Anthony's story in the book, is the story of collaboration, is the story of complicity, questions about my own responsibility, if I have responsibility as the descendant of someone who worked with the Nazi regime in Lithuania. And on the other hand, there's this light, and the light is my grandmother and her survival and the way that she came through that experience without bitterness, which was amazing.
That was local author Yulia Shakiz talking about her book, Siberian Exile, Blood, War, and a Granddaughter's Reckoning. From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Betsy Smith.